We're going to focus now on the story of one man fleeing the Syrian civil war, Khaled Al-Kojak. He's 31 years old and one of the few Syrians who have made it to the U.S. since the start of the civil war there. Though even here, he remains in limbo, unsure of how long he can stay or whether he'll be deported. For now, he lives here in Southern California. When we spoke at NPR West this week, he told me about his life in Syria before the war.
I'm like simple, guy. It's not like something special. I'm just like any Syrian guy from Damascus. I was working with my father. We have like our family business.
That family business was an internet cafe. Al-Kojak helped run it. He was also going to school, studying computers. Then in 2011, the Arab Spring came to Damascus. Thousands poured into the street to demonstrate against Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad.
Did you join in the protest? How did you feel about it?
Well, maybe I'm with them emotionally. I want the freedom to my country. I want to be open, like Europe, like United States, like any country. That's my belief, to be free. But in the same time, I don't want to join, I don't want to hurt my family. I was like, support them from inside, but not doing anything because I'm scared.
As the uprising grew, Al-Kojak says he was also scared of getting drafted into Assad's army and forced to fight the rebels.
I don't accept to join any military. I don't accept to kill someone. That's what I believe. So I find the best thing to leave a country.
And tell us about the family you had to leave behind. How did you tell them about it?
I broke them heart, of course. They don't want me to leave, but in same time, they know at least I will be safe, because they don't want to see me dead.
He says he couldn't get a visa to enter Europe or the U.S., but Mexico was an option. Al-Kojak had a friend there. He says the plan was supposed to be short-term.
But everything changed.
He watched from Mexico as Syria degenerated into a full-scale civil war. No one was safe there. Al-Kojak decided he couldn't go home. Instead, he went north, straight to a checkpoint on the U.S. border.
I just walked on the border in Tijuana, San Diego. I'm just looking about any officer to go to him to ask him help. So just I give him my passport and I tell him I need asylum. He like confused. I remember his face. I remember he asked another one. He tell him, hey, we have guys from Syria. And maybe he tell him like, let him in. I went in and they put me inside detention.
In detention?
Yeah. 10 months.
Al-Kojak spent 10 months in an immigration detention center in Louisiana. While there, he was brought before a judge 3 times to plead his case for asylum. It was also there that Al-Kojak got a call from his brother. Back in Syria, their mother had been killed in a bombing.
He tried to, hide this from me. He don't want to tell me because I'm inside detention. He don't want, make it worse. I'm in detention, but I feel it in my heart, I swear. I tell him, tell me. I feel something happened. And he tell me, just be patient, your mom passed away. Until now, I'm refusing, what happened to her. I have her number until now.
Still on your phone?
Yeah. It's hard. What happened to Syria is not fair.
Eventually, immigration authorities denied Al-Kojak's case for asylum. In December of 2014, he was released from detention on the condition he routinely checks with an immigration officer. He has a year to appeal his case. In the meantime, he's managed to get a work permit and a couple of part-time jobs in California. And he's met the love of his life here. She's Vietnamese-American, and like Al-Kojak, she had to leave her home country because of a war. In April, they got married.
We do everything together. She's like my friend. She's my boss, let's say. She is my love, what I love. She's like my wife. She is in everything here. I find her like she is next to me. I look at myself in the mirror when I see her. She understands me right away. She understands my situation.
Khaled, what do you think is next for you?
Well, honestly, I don't know. Because nothing's safe. Nothing, I mean, guarantee. I don't have no guarantee. I hope to continue my life normally like anybody else, but what he can do.
Khaled Al-Kojak is a Syrian immigrant seeking asylum in the U.S. His next hearing is scheduled for January 2016.